We're on Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph. V'yomar Rabbe Leilinkeit Inish Hayshana B'sudre. Person should not hold the lulav with a sudra to be inon lekiche tame v'leker, because there's a chesaron in the lekiche. Rabbe Omar lekiche idei dova acher shmo lekiche. Omar Rove, Meno Amino Lo de Lakicha de Dover Acher, Shmo Lakicha. How do we know this? This Nan, Ezoiv Kotzer, Mesapkei Bechut, Ubekush, Vetoivo, Umala Boiches, Be Ezoiv Umaze. Let us see Rashi, she'll know exactly what we're speaking about. Rashi says, Leilinkoit Inni Sheshana Besudre, Kshenoitloi lotzeis boi, lo yichreich suder shebeng seifov al yodoi. The suder which is beng seifov on his shoulders, was a type of a cape, a mashal. She should not be koirech, the suder al yodoi, the yechreis boi alulub. It seems from Rashi that Rashi is illustrating the tzir that he's wearing the shawl. It's Suda Shebek Seifov. And now, the mice, it's a lavush. And this malbush is extending to wrap around his hand. Why it is that way, we'll perhaps elaborate in Tosfos. So it is no good. Ezev Kotza, Shemivin Mechatos Meir Leir, Bishvayfere Shalkanim Aruches. They used to transport Mechatos, from city to city. Mechatos is already the mixture of Eifer Togo with Mayim Chaim. And then they used to transport it Meir Leir B'Shvayfere Shalkanim Aruches. Matznim Oysom Behem, and they used to store them Letaras Tmeim. Umatbil Ha'ezoi, and then when it was Negei Lamaise, so he was Matbil the Ezoi V'mazim. Vim Hoya Kotzer, if the Ezev is too short, it will not go all the way down to the bottom of the Shveferes. So he extends the length of the Ezev, Bekush, Pelech, Shanoshim Tovasboy, which is like a very long pin, or with a chut. Let's get back to the Gemara. So we learned, Mesapkoi, Bechut, Bekush, Vetoivel, Umale, and then later he lifts it up, Ve'oiches, Be'ezoi, Vomaze, and B'shas Hazoye, he removes this chut and kush, and he holds the Ezev alone, and his maze. We'll see why this is for convenience. He has a better grip on the ezev in order to ensure that the drops of the ezev will fall in the right mokim. But the Gemara is akash and the setzim aloche amai velokach v'toval omarachmone, that the tevila has to be through a lekicha. You have to take the ezev and be matvul the ezev. Now, if you hold lekicha idei davaracha leishmo lekichem, so why is it good? It's feltach and velokach. Here it says velokach. There it says by lulav it says lekachte. And velav shma mino lekicha idei davaracha shmo lekicha. So we see from here that's a raya to Rove. Mimai dilme shani hosam kiven de chibrei kigufei domi. Well, it says, could be lekicha de davarach is lo yishmo lekicha, but since he was mechaberit, so it's like one unit. The Orach HaNeir brings down from a tshuvis beis Yaakov, that here the Gemara says a yisod, kiven de chibrei kegufei domi. It's mechuber, so it's like one unit. So the tshuvis beis Yaakov said, if the ukitz fell off the esrig, you'll just take a pin, stick it into the esrig, and stick in the ukitz, and it should be good. Even the chibrei kigufei dami. So the Orach HaNeir brings down a the Rishash also seems to ask a similar kasha. It says, "Bekhidushim in Agamara, that chibrei kegufei domi." The Ibn Sadiyole Rabbi, the Rabbi says, that he says, if something is chaser to make it a sholem, we don't have such a gemara that chibur helps. He says, our gemara is only speaking about in hilchis lekiche. If there's a chesaron in the lekiche because it's a yedei dover acher, so a chibur, shel dover, shem chibur le dover acher, that's called kegufay, that is no chesaron in the maisa lekiche. But when you need a dover sholem, a chibur will not be to create a dover sholem from a dover chosar, a yedei chibur, that we don't say. That's what the Rabbi is chaylik on the Beit Shuvah, Shalsa Shuvah's Beit Shaka. Let us see Taisvis. The Be'inan Lekiche Tame Veleke. Hoche Leishayich Lemeime Delei Lehevi Chetzitze Kida Oma Leel. Before we had a case that the Rabbi had told the Megadle Heishana Dvei Reish Gelusa that they should make sure there should be a place where one could hold the Dalet, the Gimel Minim, without a chitza of the Agad, because the Agad would be chitza. So there was a shayla of chitza. Rabbi says that pasul dalet chitza, and Rabbi said a kol noisay ene chitza. So there the terminology was chitza, psul of chitza. Here all of a sudden Rabbi mentions a different chesaron. Here's a chesaron of lekiche tam. Hoche leishayich lemeima deloy lehevi chetzitze kida oma leel. Lechayre, just like we say that the agat is a chetzitze to the lekiche, so let us say the suda is also a chetzitze to the lekiche. There's something mavdil between yodoy and the lulav. What's the chilek if it's attached to the lulav or it's attached to his hand? So Taisa says, no, the leel ayri kshaye ogein belulav. Before there, it's speaking about that he's making agad belulav, so the agad belulav tak is a chetzitze. Here it's speaking about where Rashi says that he's wrapping his hand in the suda. B'davar hakoruch biyodoi loy shaye chetzitze. It's not shaye chetzitze. Now Taisvis is very vague. What is the chilek? So it could be that Taisvis means that the Dover HaKorach B'yodoi gets a Teres Malbush. And perhaps that's what we said before, that Rashi was Moisef, that Yichrech Suder Shebein Kseifov Al Yodoi V'yeches Boy Alulim. That Rashi seems to be saying that not he takes Namazir Suder and wraps it around his hand. That means he extends the levisha of the suda. That means he's lavush in the suda. It's al kseifo, not the. And now he's extending the levisha that not only should it cover his shoulders, it should wrap around his hand. So it could be a malbush becomes bottle to the goof, and could be the gather of chetzitza is if you have a zaita gezach that doesn't belong here, like the musig of chitza by tefila. So you have a lichluch, you have dirt there or other things. So that doesn't belong here. So there, it's in the tefila. The agad also, I mean, in the lakicha you don't need the agad. We pass the lulav in tzorich agad. So it's not necessary to be here. So it's chitzit. That means lakach them. Kapis tamorim, you should take there's something separating the kapis tamorim and the lakiche. Ashenken adava korach biyodoi alavush. So it could be you become, it's not a strange object, it's not a foreign object, it's his lavush. So there is no chson of chetzitze. As long as it's not a foreign object, it's no chson of chetzitze. But could be there's a chson of lakiche tamid, that's not svelt in the lakiche, that he's not holding it directly. So this felt l'kichatam. So that's why we have a different terminology. The seif mokim shenoagu, gabi yisochar ish kfar bar koi, Mistoch Ishim Klal Bakoi was a Kain Godel. David Korich Yodei Bishiroi Ve'ovid Avoide. That he used to wrap his hands with silk and used to do the Avoide. Uperish Bekuntres Ve'chatzitze Peiselis Bekotche. And he was Nenash. And Rashi says, because he was doing the Avoide with a Chatzitze. Tersi Ve'lokach Hakoi. Bo'inon shekei lekiche ba'atzmai shal koi. Av al gav de lekiche idei dover acher shmo lekiche lerok. Now, this Taisvis is a little unclear. Taisvis like jumps wires. Rashi says it's posel al tchatzitze. So Taisvis al lekiche idei dover acher shmo lekiche. So the Maram says that Emerson like Taisvis was a little makatza. I mean, Taisvis means to ask two kashas. Number one, we just mentioned before that Dovo Hakoruch Biyodo Lashayach Bechatzitza. So Rashi Stam is difficult to understand. But you could passel it as Lakichai Dei Dover Acha. But we passkin like Rav. So what's with Rav though? Rav says Lakichai Dei Dover Acha Shmo Lakichai. Hani Mili Derech Kovit. So Taisvus answers, when did Rav say that lekicha idei dover acher ishmo lekicha that tafke derech kovet ki demuchach besoif pirkin gabi lulav sheitzioi bekli. There the Gemara says a person got a lulav bekeli the poecha lavom arova lekicha idei dover acher ishmo lekicha. The Gemara wanted to say a tzir that he took out a lulav and he wasn't yoitze with the netila, and the Gemara says because he took it out with a keli. So the Gemara says, so what's wrong with that? Amar Rav Elkicha Dei Dovarach Shmo Elkicha Meshani Hani Mili Derech Kovit Aval Derech Bizoyin Loi. That Elkicha Dei Dovarach is not ke Derech Kovit Veloi Derech Bizoyin. We'll come back to this. Vahashta Nami Afal Gav De Korach Yodei Bishiroi. Even though he covered his hands with silk, Lekovit Atzmai Hoya Oise, this he did for his own covet. Shaloi yislach lechu yodov bedam eivorim. Mevazei kotshe shamayim korilei. Hosam. So now Taisvah seems to be saying another nekudah. That when is lekicha idei dover acher shmo lekicha? Dafke if it's derech kovet. And derech kovet means not for himself, no derech kovet means for the dover hanitl. Then lekichai dei davar acher shmo lekicha. But if it's only derech kvoidoi, so then it's not then there's no klal of lekichai dei davar acher shmo lekicha. Now I thought perhaps what Taisvus is saying, Taisvus is telling us klolim derech kovei, then there's no chesaron of lekichai dei davar acher. Kovei means for the Dover Hanitl. What's a derech kovet for the Dover Hanitl? So I thought perhaps we could say, the Gemara says in Yume, the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, Taf Yudalit, Ha'oiches Sefer Torah Orum Nikpa Orum. There are certain things that one should not be hamish with them. One should not hold a Sefer Torah without a Dover Mavdol Beinayim. It's Ablet. And let us perhaps be moisif if we, when we speak about the Dalad Minim, it's Oisiyei Samyuchot, Tikorev Echad Al Echad Vahoyu Lachodim, that the Dalad Minim is the Medrash has Kapish Morim, Lachodish Boru, and the other things are Nafet. All the Dalad Minim on the Ram is on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Oisiyei Shimcha Amyuchot, Tikorev Echad Echad Vahoyu Lachodim. So could be this is a Bchine of Ha'oiches Sefer Torah Orum. And the Derech Kovet, why did he put on? Taisvus says, our Gemara speaking about, did it Derech Kovet. He did it Psalmob Nazach. He covered his hands. And Taisvus says it's Derech Kovet. So could be that Pshad is, this is the Kovet of the Mitzvah. I'm doing it Fakert. I don't want to hold the Dalet Minim Arumim. Fakert, I'm covering my hand, and that's a Derech Kovet for the that's a derech kovid for the netila, that's a mechubedik netila. So Taisvis says over there, so Rava says if the Lakicha Idei Dover Acha Derech Kovid, if I'm doing this, it's Idei Dover Acha to enhance the Lakicha. Fakert, it's Litzairech. Fakert, it's Derech Kovid. So Memele, so there's no Chesaron in the Lakicha. But, so perhaps it could be, but over there, by Yisochel Ish Kvar Barkoi, over there it wasn't out the COVID of the Avoid and the Kotchim. Fakert, the Kotchim were in Choshevai, and this was the COVID Atzmoi. So there it could be, so, by Emerson, there was no mocking for wearing the Shiroi, no legitimate mocking. So number one, so Taisva says there is no halacha of netile aydei davaracha shmo netile if it's derech bizoyin. There's no Rabbi never said such a thing, and perhaps we could be moisif that perhaps now we can understand Rashi. Rashi said chatzitza, and could be taka there is a psul chatzitza also. That means if there's a legitimate reason why you're wearing these gloves. So the mail of Hakel to them becomes bottle. Chetzitza we mentioned before is when there's a foreign object between the two things which we should be touching. So then that's chaitzitz, it's mavdol. So if there's a legitimate reason why you're wearing it, so there's no foreign object, so there's no chetzitza. Taisis adukicha de davaracha, but like Taisis, I mean, Rashi stamazay shver. But could be now, after Taisvis Teretz, could be everything is good. Could be now Rashi is good also. If there's no legitimate reason for being Koirech Yodov Vishirayim. So Memele, so then, now it's a Chatzitza also. Now there's a Psul Chatzitza, there's a Psul Felton Lakiche. Could be everything's wrong over there. Agav Uche, I saw in the Rabbeinu Yoinis and Melanil, he says, Kivin bedavol shel noi hu loikhoi. He takes it with a davol shel noi kegoin talisoi oi sudroi. So, vaystachoi, so it wasn't stamos, if I can't, it could be, taka the way we said before, it was taka a covered, he took the talis. The sudroichet is gidnish given kein posha to zach. The sudro was, we see, afkahane shokel sudra le pigyan aben, he was a gavra rabbi. There seems a sudro, the Suda was also a very becovered beggar. So Memeila Fakert, so this whole thing was that he's going to the mitzvah, he's Kairich Yodah with a talis, with a Suda, this is the Derech Kovet, so this Rav said, Fakert, this is enhancing the Lakiche. Good, it's not the Halt of Nishmamish B'Yavayim. So it's a Pachin, it doesn't want to be Oiches, a Sefer Teira Orum. So one Teretz. Inami, dal time of the chetzitza, maybe, well, we won't go into these all these cheshbonos, and we'll say that there's no chesaron of chetzitza since it's called biyodoy. There's no chesaron of lekicha de davaracha because of a paskin shmo lekicha. Nenash mishum bezoyin kotchim. The einish was taken, but Kerta was old, so he was a novel, but she was a teira taken, so he's gehalt mit alle sachen, if he was mevaz and kotchim. Kidemuchach me baske. So a mele could be that gemor is bachlal not too problematic. Umiyu lo yitochen perish ze, midemaisi alo, ahi de ezov shesofkoi bechut. Now, here, our gemor, it brings about Ezev Shesofke Bechut. Now, this is really another story. Here is Machabel, the Chut, to the Ezev. It's a different story. Perhaps, that's my son Rabuvan, perhaps, I mean, it's all one thing. Here the Kriche was to enhance the Lakiche. Here the Sipuk was to enhance the Lakiche. I mean, it's no difference. I mean, if that is the lomdestak, he wants to enhance the lakiche, so sometimes it could be a kriche biyode, sometimes it could be a sipuk and the trieze. Look, panim taisvis, for some reason, is not medame these two in yon. Now again, we have to understand, so what's together? Ela yesh leimal, ba'agav ha-tzorich lululev, shalai yispardo ha-minim shayich be'chatzitze. So now Tosfos wants to say, nu mahalach. Yesterday we had learned that the rabbi holds the agav is a chatzitze, because there's a need of the agav. You need it. Avol hoche sudre leiboi lululev. That Maram's Girsa. The Lulav doesn't need the Sudra. So Lachaire, Taisvis is saying as follows. Taisvis is saying now a very interesting thought. That the Emerson, by all these things that are Matrit, all these in Yoni Chatzitze, Lachaire, you could say Dal. That means, it's here, I need it. It's commandless, so that's actually what Taisvis is saying. So Taisvis is saying as follows. If you need it, you can't say Baal. That means by the lulav, so there, you need it. You need the agad. You need the agad to be mechaber, the gimel minim. If you need the agad to be mechaber, the gimel minim, so you can't say Baal. So you need it. You have to live with it. So if you're living with it, it's problematic. So it's chaitzit. Masha ein kein, sudra loy boy le lulav. You don't need the sudra for the lulav. It's here, so, but it's leimala leimayr. It's you say dal. It's a command the lesser. So you say it's since I don't need it, so we're not geiris it. If we're not geiris it, so it's not here. So it's command the lesser. That's a place. So what place wants to say? A very interesting spell. If it is not needed, then it is not chaytzit. If it's needed, then it's chaytzit. Frek the kapis tmorim. So al kaponim. So the gather of chetzitze is dependent. If when is it not a chetzitze? When you don't need it. When you need it, it's a chetzitze. So b'zoi frekter. So by Ezef Kotzer, there the Gemara is going with l'kichatama, not l'kichatama. But why isn't there a psul chetzitze over there? There you need it l'chayre. You need the kush. You need in order to be matpul the Ezef. You need the kush. So you need it. And Taisa says now know yourself. Whenever you need it, it's a chetzitze. So why isn't there a psul chetzitze? So the Kapras Tamara wants to say that they also don't need it. What's the problem? It's too deep. So cut the Shveferes. Again, they didn't save them from they had a million Shveferes. So now it's too deep. So cut the Shveferes and stick it in. You don't need it. There's no need for it. So Memele. So now we have this clause, so whenever you don't need it, so it's not a chetzitze. That's what Tosfos wanted to say. Umil gamzeh lo yitochem. That's also not correct. The koshke davle lemeimah the chetzitze. The chetzvar is punkt verkehrt. When you don't need it, and it's there, so it doesn't blend into the situation, and then it's tzicha chetzitze. Ki demuchach boi darami bachom deperke tziulai. Beniach mizrok besoich mizrok. The Gemara calls a shaila if he put one mizrok in another mizrok. He's holding the other mizrok. The dam goes into the inner mizrok. The shaila says that called is he oiches the inner mizrok. The boyle mifshte mehida al gabe regel chaveiroi posel. So the Gemara says just like but the din you need a mida al ritzve b'shas avoyde. To be standing al gabe regel chaveiroi it's posel. The Gemara wants to say that it's also posel. It's not going to remain there. He doesn't need it. So memelos there tichar achatzitze. So you see from the Gemara that fakert hasvara. Then when it's not needed, then it's sheneimo achatzitze. So fakert and tais hasvara. V'yesh leima. So tais now comes and says a new mahala. The mairi. Not the way Rashi said that it's speaking about he was Kairech the Suder al Yodai. No, the Mairi Sha'oso min Hasuder kemin beis yad lelulav. He made a handle for the lulav. Ve'ein shayich kan chatzitze. Means he made a handle for the lulav. That means if this is the lulav, so jutting out from the lulav you have like a handle over here, and he's holding it over here. That's how he's holding it. And that's how he's holding the lulav. This is a handle of the lulav. ואיך זה בישיעת הבוילת הנעשה מן הסוד, ואין שייך כאן חציצה, there's no chatzita v'shekol alulav chutz miyodid. I mean, if he would be holding the lulav, so that is a problem. It's a double chutz. It's not even holding the lulav. Shekol alulav chutz miyodid. V'oich zei b'beishat ha-boilet ha-nasa min ha-suda. V'domi le'ezoiv she'sofkoi b'chut. V'choshu le'rabe l'kiche tamet, v'rov v'sobo sh'mo l'kiche. The Bach in Siman Talon Aleph says, the oiches a lulav ayideya, so the brings down to Yisvitz, ke ein tzvas, like a prongs, shasuda misayoy lahachzikoy. That means, this is aiding me and helping me to grab the lulav. So that's sufficient. That means if you're holding an aid to the lekiche, so that's good enough. That's an oifen of lekiche. So the lekiche is if I'm holding it through a base yad, that's also called a lekiche. If machlokes Rabbi says it's a felten lekiche, but this is not a psul of chatzitza. Chatzitza means if I have to hold yenazach and I'm not holding it well. Here, Rava says, you don't have to hold Yenazach. If you hold it by the handle, you're grasping the handle. And the handle is aiding you in holding the lulav. So that's an oifen of lekiche. It's a finish. The Rava sovar shmo lekiche. The lulav shahoitzi b'chli b'soif pirkin. Loi b'shaoiches b'doifnei akeili. The loy, this is the Bach Gilfin town on Alef. Shoich is bebeis yad shel keili. Eliminiach yodai tachashulo. That's the Bach Gilfin town on Alef. The Tais is saying like this. The Gemara says later that if a person took out a lulav, aidei dovaracha, the Gemara tells the tzutza lakicha, aidei dovaracha, shmo lakicha. So now Tosis just said a yisod. The gather of lekiche, aidei dovaracha, shmo lekiche is that what I'm holding is aiding me to grasp the lulav. I'm grasping the lulav al yedei v'achize of this beishyad. So Tosis says like this. If let's say I'm holding the beish, it's in a keli. The lulav is in a keli, and I'm holding the handle of the keli. So the keli is helping me. That's I'm holding the lulav. I'm holding it by holding the handle of the keli. Or if I hold the tannis of the keli, that's also a way of holding. This is aiding me in holding the lulav. But if I put my hand underneath the keli, so the keli is not aiding me in any way to hold the lulav. The keli is in my way. Pshat is, I'm holding the lulav. That's what I'm holding. I'm holding the lulav. There's a keli in between. So the keli is chaytis. But that's not a lakicha idei davaracha. So that's how, this is Taisus Mahalacha. Lakicha idei davaracha, shmo lakicha means, if this davaracha is a siyua, is an aid to grasp the lulav, so that's called lakicha. That's sufficient, not to, that which aids me and is misayeya me to hold the lulav, that's enough of a lakicha. So therefore, if it's oiches bebeis yad shel hakeli, is oiches bedoifnei hakeli, that is an aid to hold the lulav. But if I hold it tachas shulav, so it's not aiding me at all. So memela is there tachas chatzitza. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Elamahoche. So now the Gemara brings another raya to Rove. Nafal mishveferes l'shoikes. Let us see Rashi. Nafal mishveferes l'shoikes. Af ha'efer oyem evim b'shveferes. The efer pore, before it was mixed up with Mayim Chaim, was also brought in a shveferes. Umekachin boy, and with this eifa they were mekadish as hamayim b'shoikes shel evin. Shoikes shel evin was a keli that was, they had a base kibble, was made out of stone. And there was a mile in this keli that a kliyavonim are not mekabel to me. שכל מייסה יפורה בכלי אבון עם הויסו עם אפשר. Whenever it was possible to use Kli Avonim, there was a hiddur to use Kli Avonim. V'hoya noisen eifer mishveferes l'mayim shebishoik. It's not the kiddush. Amechatos was to that that he put the eifer from the shveferes into the mayim shebishoik. She'eifer noisen l'mal, k'defina b'soik. Mayim chayim el kelim. Shamayim noisnim tchila al keli. First the mayim enters the keli. V'lo yavsik eifer b'neim. You should not first put in the eifer and then put in the mayim chayim. No, you should first put in the mayim chayim. V'odach siven noson all of mayim. That would seem that first he puts in the eifer and then the mayim. V'kminin la'arvo. But no, the seder is first mayim and then eifer. And then he mixes up the mayim with the eifer. That's called noson all of mayim. Ve'im shebo lekadesh, when he came to be mekadesh, this meichatos, nofal ha'efer mishveferes l'shoikis. It fell out, accidentally, without kavone, it fell out, the efer into the shoikis. Shaloi b'miskav. Posal ha'kiddush, the be'inen ve'lokhu me'afar sreifes achatos v'nosam, shileikeyach b'yodoi v'noisim. That you need it should be a lekicha, you should take the eifer, and you should put in the eifer into the mayim. So therefore, nofar mishveferes l'shoikis posel, because the felton belokach and benosah. Hoi piloihu, what would be if he poured it in? That means he's holding the shveferes and he'll shuckle it out from the shveferes. That's not nofal kosher. Amai velokhoi venoson omar rachmone. It says that the kiddush should be to a lekichen in the sina. Elo lav shmami no. He's not holding the offer. He's holding the shveferes. Elo lav shmami no. Lekicha de davarach shmo lekicha. Hoi piloi hu bemiskaben dum yedino for me yailov shloi ochas beifer atzme lo ochas beshveferes unna oro lesech shaykes. And he shuckled it out into the shaykes in his kosher. That is called, that is called an Nesina Seifa, to that that he's holding the Shveferes. So you see, Lekicha Idei Dovaracha, Shmo Lekicha, Araya to Love. Let us see Taisvis. No for me Shveferes Lashaykes, Perish Bekuntris, Lashaykes Shal Evim. Shekol Maisei Pore Bechli Avonim. That Maisei Pore was Bechli Avonim. V'efsher Loimar Kach. The Minu Mechuvin of Kol Maisei Pore Bechli Avonim is because they wanted the Maisei Pore should be done with Kelim which are not Mekabel Tumeh. V'efsher Loimar Kach. Tach Shvei Feres Gufe Mekabelis Tumehi. שפרס אלון אז מקבל תום תמוך את פרק חיימה בקוידש תמרין שפיפרס שחות חול החטחוס תמאיו ויד פה so you see the שפיפרס is מקבל תום ומסכס פורה בדוח תיתו ותנן שהיו ממלא עם חוביס לקדש בהם יש לו ממלא חוביס החוביס is הפריחרס that's מקבל תום so others want to say that's where Rashi added two words Kol Maisei Pore Bechli Avonim Hoisa Im Efshel. Rashi also knew that there were cases that it was not, but whenever possible, they tried to be Mahadar to use Kelim which are not Mekabel Tum. Oid Mashme Dadifisha Kelim Lekadish. Another Kashi would seem that other Kelim are better, are preferable. Disnan Bechol HaKelim Mekadshim Afilu Bechli Glolim Kli Avonim Kli Adomim. What's that? Filu v'afagad v'lech shivi keilim l'tume shivi keili kli l'kiddush. V'choshkein sha'a keilim. So we see that for kedot a b'diyevedike yes, temtav ha'kli. So what does Taisi mean? So shaykes is, I mean, a shaykes shal evin. I mean, it's a shaykes. Shaykes is a mokim islam where they drink from it, but it doesn't have to be from evin. ומה שכל מעשר בכלי אבונים היינו בשיבת היומים שמפרישים כאן עשר וספור ללישקה של פני הבירה. This was when they were maze on the Kohen HaSoyrev, before they made a new paradume, so the Shivish Yimei HaPrish, there they made a whole bunch of chumres, Lishkes Bei Seven, Ois in the Kreis and Bosh Berei Shume, Ve'ovid Mishu Maile, there they made a Maile, that Kol Maiseo should be Ha'idei Kli Avonim. We had learned the Yubi because they were Matame, the Kohen HaSoyrev, before the Sreife, Oitzi Milibon Shal Tzedoikim, so they should be Mezalzel in the Indian of Eifa Pore, so therefore they made all these Mailes and Chumres that it should be Davke Bekli Adonim. Amai V'Nosan Omar Achmone, so this is a different Gersa, not the Kashis from the Lokach, the Kashis V'Nosan. Now the Gemara is medame. Chinami, the kichay day dover acher shmo le kichakach kosel bechol asfot. The kosher chode demalo le dagdik minasine. Why does he have to be medagdik minasine? Agabi porik sid loshin le kichay. That means why do we have to be medame two things? We have a sugya of le kichay day dover acher. And so the dirt is lakicha also. Gabi Pogsiv Loshan Lakicha, but Lokrila Tommy Mafas Reifa Sakatos. It's hashtag on Nosiv, here the lakicha is Aide Shvei Ferret, Aine Dei Dovarachas. Why do you have to go to Zoykrum? Boyd Ven Nosan Koyamayim, Veloya Eifa. The Nosan Machlal isn't going on the Eifa. To the Mukhri Bedya Perikol Shod, the Perch Ven Nosan, Almatlushin Inu. The noise and the mayim, so it's tolush, vor muchel borem ninu, klam de bine mayim chayim, al keili. Beperik shayni de soita per kama de tmure, nami kama trei kroi ksivi, der tu psuki venosan olov, al ma eifa bereshe. De, how about you eifa bereshe, de pashti kro mashma da olov a eifa koi. That you put olov, venosan olov, she noise na mayim olov, si mayim chayim al keili, de mashma so yefsik be mayim le keili. Al Kaponim is even the Gemara that Venosan is going on the Mayim. Ve'ekolu koma kosuf mona v'lokhu Venosan, v'afilu shokul trei, v'yoyiv chad, hainu shokul trei me'efe, v'yoyiv chad b'mayim. The Gemara says that v'akert, the lakichas ha'efe can be to two people, and the nesinus ha'mayim should be to one. So we see klor that the Venosan is going on the Mayim. So kochuk, the kash is from v'lokach. So therefore this gives is not a good gives. Bekuntes go sochi ba mai volok ba nos machman al shmamina le kicha ayday da ba ach shmal le kicha, that means the rai is from the voloka. Ba amar rabbe le lode it inish le love ba hishane, a person should not stick in the lulav into the hishane. That means, let's say, for some reason, it was ma'agid, the dalet, the gimel minim, and now, let's say, the lula fell out, or, so here's now the two minim, the hadasim and the rovis amahugit, so he wants to stick in the lulav between the hadasim and the rovis, to complete the agat. The lode it inish lulove baishane, the dilme notri tarfi, maybe some leaves will fall, the havi chatzitze, so there'll be a chatzitze between, these fallen leaves will be chatzitz, there's leaves between the, we'll see what the chatzitze is. Rav Omar min beminoi einei chatzitz. Let us see Rashi. V'omar rabbe gores bekulo, loy lideitz inish lulive bohishana. V'acher she'ogad ha'rove v'hodes yachad, after he's ma'aged ha'rove and ha'hodes, lo yitchoiv ha'lulev, he should not stick in the lulev, mi lemaylo b'soich ha'agad, lume notri talfi, ha'lulev meishe, ha'lei ha'hodos v'arove, the lulev, sticking the lulev between the Arovim and the Darovis and the Hadassim, will make the leaves fall off. Umishtairim ba'agat, and they'll remain there, b'choytzitzin bein min lamin. So now there's a chatzitza between one min and the other min. The einam agudim yachad liyos lekicha achas. So now the minim are not ogled together to make it one lekicha. So the mele, because the minim are separated. So the Rishash asks Akasha, he says he doesn't understand Rashi. He says, we paskin lulav ein tzorich agad. So there's a problem of chatzitza over here? If we paskin lulav ein tzorich agad, so what's the problem? So I saw in Chedusha Rab Reuven, then Bemison, there's a Ritva before, and after the Aleph from the base, it's Machlokes, the Ritva and the Ra'oh. Ritva says that the whole machloikis of lulav tzorich agad, lulav ein tzorich agad, is dafke agad bechut. Does it have to be tied together? Rabbi Yehuda says lulav tzorich agad, he learns al kachta magud is ezer, just like the ezer was mugid bechut, so this also has to be mugid. And the Chumam old, no, we don't learn how to say Rishabit. But, an Agad Yad, he's a chenit. And forget, Agad Yad, we learn out, is Vovim, is Kapis Tumon, Va'anach Eitzov, is Ve'al Ve'inach. So forget, is a Vov Achibu. There should be a Lekicha of these three together. So these three Taka have to be together. So Memele, if there'll be Dvorim Afridim, if there'll be leaves between the Hadassim and the Lulav, and between the Arovis and the Lulav, so they are not together. Rashi says here, Ashtik Teire. Rashi says, Ve'enam agudim yachad liyos lekicha achas. Rashi says, you need a lekicha achas. You want a lekicha, that's a lekach, not a agad yad that you need. An agad yad is ma'akiv v'diyevet. It's clone, not like the Bahag. The Bahag says you could be Yitzah with taking one mean after the other, but we had Rabbeinu Thomas Chelek on the Bahag. So Rashi would seem holds like this Ritve, that there's a Din Agad Yad, there has to be a Lekiche, yes, be Mugid, there's a Bava Chibar, Shmi, Mechubezeh Bezeh, Al Yidei Yodoy. So Memele, so it's Chaitzit. The Rishash wants to say a different mahalach, that's Lulei Divrei Rashi. He wants to say that the problem is that lekachdem, you have to take each mean. You have to take the lulav, you have to take the esrig, you have to take the lulav. So whenever I take the lulav, the hadassim are in the way. So the hadassim is not a problem, because they're supposed to be there. So maybe the hadassim is not a problem. But if you have leaves of Hadassim, which don't belong there, so that already is chaitzitz, it's considered, I'm not taking the lulav, I have to be holding the lulav. Hadassim are not chaitzitz, but the leaves are chaitzitz. But Rashi says a different lomdif. Rashi says, you need a good dim yachad liyos lekicha achas. V'yomar Rabbe, another machloikis, loylege is inish lulove bayishane, the Mishtairi Hutze, Vahavi Chatzitze. Let us see Rashi. Loilegis Inish Lulive Bahishan. Im Hu Oruch Yoiser Midai Minharot. The person has a very long lulav. It's much longer than the Arove. Obol the Katzitzoi Mitachas. And therefore, it means we have here, he made already the Zagude, he has the Lulav and the Arovis and the Dasim, and all of a sudden he sees that the Arovis is much, the Lulav is much more longer than the Arovis. Before we go further, it's very interesting. So what could be wrong with that? That means, if you ask me what's the problem with a long Lulav, I tell you, if you're diving in a place that is a low ceiling, there's a big problem with a long lulav, because you won't end up too long with a kosher lulav. But Rashi didn't mention this problem. Rashi had a different problem. Rashi had a problem that it's much longer than the Arove. So what? So what's so wrong if it's much longer than the Arove? What's with the Hadassim? And interesting, my Shvogel showed in the Rabbeinu Chananel says, it was Yoytzi min Hodos. The Rabbeinu Chananel worried about the Hadassim tak. It was sticking out from the Hodos. That's why he cut it. But it's very interesting. It would seem there's a problem if the lulav is much it's far away. The Rosh HaLulav is far away from the Rosh HaRoveh. There's a problem over here. You have to understand what the problem is. Al kopanim im orach yoisa midai min haRoveh ubo lekatz etzoy mitachas. So what does he want to do? So he wants to go and he wants to cut the lulav from the bottom. That means the lulav is schlepped down, and now he wants to cut the lulav from the bottom. Lo yekatetenu ba'idei ba'gude, elo yeitzienu, he should take it out, v'yogez mitachas, v'yachze v'yegez. He should cut it, take it out, cut it, and then put it back again. Why? Because if you're gonna do, to save time, so what's gonna be? The mishtairi huto shel lulav plushim min hashedra b'soicha akan. There'll be cut leaves of the lulav. There are leaves that were attached to the chelek lulav that you cut off. And now that it's still, there's still the agat, so these leaves will be chaitzit between the lulav and the adasim and arovitz. Let us see Rashi. The mishtairi hutzer shel lulav. Plushim in hashedra b'soicha agat. These loose leaves will be there. Nefish ali alula baruchim. The long leaves. Umuchoborim mitachas hashedra. V'nimshochim bo'ilam k'neged govi shalula. V'shekoytis em mitachas. Nimtzohu chatuchim min hashedra. V'nisharim ba'agudah. Tavrut says something very interesting. This is a very interesting kasha on this sugya. We have here a double machloikis, two cases over here. We have a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi. Rabbi said one should not stick the lulav in between the adasim and the rovis. We'll make a chatzitza. Rabbi says, we be minyan echaitzes. Then Rabbi says another thing, he shouldn't cut the lulav. It'll be a chatzitza. Well, this is mean to me, why do you need two cases? It's one lechayre, it's one yesod. It's you have alim tlushim, either the alim of the hadasim or the alim of the lulav, and so it's a problem. And they call me nechaytes. It's not a problem. Why do you have to speak out two cases? Rabbi Reuven says a very interesting vote. Rabbi Reuven says this. Rabbi said a big chiddush in the second case. In the second case. In the first case, there are some loose leaves. So what is pshat? So there is a chetzitza between the aravis and the lulav. There's loose leaves there. So that means even though it's touching the lulav, where there's no loose leaves, but there are loose leaves there also, so there's a chetzitza. So that's a din of chetzitza. The second case, it could be, since the leaves of the lulav are very long, it could very well be it's not touching it at all. That means that it could be the whole length of the arove is blocked with a leaf of a lulav. Now, yesterday we had a svar in Taisvis. Taisvis makes a chilek between kuloi and miktsosai. Taisvis says, we mentioned yesterday the buskirov, that if a person is toiv, giyoyres, shetovlo, so the Gemara says that the Vlad doesn't need tvile. The Gemara asks, why does the Vlad need tvile? It's kulay. And we said over the Briskerov that by kulay it's not even called a biasmayim in Gansen. And here, Bemison Rav is saying a chiddish, that even though it could be it's also kulay over here, it is good. So steht da greifisch dikteire. Rabbi Reuven seems to say that there's a difference between Tvile and here. Tvile, this whole lumdus could be of the Briskerov, doesn't mean now the Briskerov, but this whole lumdus is when you need a maisa Tvile, you have to be, need a bias mayim. So if one is completely covered, it's not called it was a bias mayim whatsoever. That's a new svare. Felt in bias mayim. Not a chason and chetzitzes, felt a cloud the union of bias mayim. Masha ein kain, over here, here there's only a psul chetzitzes. There's not more than that. That means we need, let's say Rashi says it should be a lekicha achas. So here is a psul chetzitzes. In a psul chetzitzes, a rabbi was machadish afilu kulay. There's also no din of chetzitzes because mean b'mini ein chetzitzes. So the second halacha of rabbi is telling us a big chiddush that afilu by kulay is also no psul chetzitzes. But Amar Rabbi hadas shel mitzvah asa lariach boy. Hadas shel mitzvah asa lariach boy. Esrik shel mitzvah muta lariach boy. One is not permitted to smell the hadas, and one is permitted to smell the esrik. My time hadas to lariach koi. Hadas is oimet for rayach. That's its ikir shimush. Ki aktzayu mirecha aktzayu. So the haktzol the mitzvah asa the reya. Esrig the lachila koi, the ikir shimush of an esrig is to be eaten. Ki aktzayu me achilo aktzayu. What does he Rashi? So Rashi says, Osa lariach boy de gemrine misuke di yafine perikame, the chal shem shemayim alatze suke li osa ba no kol shive, Hoyel behuktsu lemitzvah. So Meirdik Mechudish Tika Rashi. Rashi seems to say that the whole, the din of huktsu lemitzvah is a deraisa. We have a posse case is that, chal shem chaga sukkis tasalacho, so the sukke is hukish lechagige. Just like a chagige is also bano, so the sukke is also bano. So who had in anything that huktsu lemitzvah is also ba'ano. But the Isar Ano is from the Shimush, it is miyuchet for. It's miyuchet the Kishimish. Meireche shu derech ano soi akce. Aber, that's dafke by a hodos, aber by a nesrig, it's not like that. The Isar brings down a Mordchai, and he brings down the Prima Godim, says that with Shimut Shitas Rashi, the Mordechai says something that's also Ba'ano is Mutab Lahariach. At least he's speaking about other things. Mishtel Su'ah Gemore. And it seems the Mordechai learned Pshat that when the Torah asked something Ba'ano, so the Iser Ano is on the Iker Shimush. If you have a shimush study, a shimush aroi, that doesn't become also bano. Afilu by isurei ano, let's talk about mamish isurei ano. But simeis is an esrik shel avodah zarah, you also be allowed to smell. It's dafke, the Torah asad bano, the Torah meant the ikar ano it's oimet for, not ano studiim. So it seems that's pshat according to Rashi also, that means we learn out from schach, that, adobo shahukzu la mitzvah is also bano, it's like a chagige, just like a chagige is also, and it's also bano, and the isuri anoch, as Al said, is only the ike shimush, what it's aimed for, that becomes also bano. The zaitaki shimushim don't become also bano. Zut de gemorre weit. Pa oma rabbe, hodas be mechuba mutu lariach boy, esed be mechuba also lariach boy. Shabbos, a person wants to smell a hodos, so he's permitted to smell it. We don't have to be chayish. During the process of smelling it, he might come and tear it out. Why should he do such a thing? He could enjoy the odor without tearing it out. So don't have to be chayish, he might come and tear it out. But esrig is also lareich. Why? So the Moses, my time hodos, the lareich koi shows leili also mikzayah. A hodos, that the ikar shimush is reyach, and reyach, one can smell it, one can enjoy the odor without tearing it out, so don't declare he might come and tear it out. But esrik da lachilakoi, shavis lay osu lemigzai. Esrik has the ikar shimush of eating. So Memele, so if he'll start deriving benefit from the Esrig, he might forget and want to derive the complete benefit of the Esrig. That means he might decide to eat it. And so he might come and forget that it's Shabbos and he'll tear it out. Rashi, Chodos b'mechuba, linya Shabbos nokad lo kol yomayshe, shanis not no shachis alo vatsukim. Ki shoris leikloim afal gavdi shoris leilo riyach leosi lemitlush. One shouldn't be afraid they might come and tear it out. The b'mechuba nami meiriyach leishaper. He could smell it when it's mechuba. They need torot b'ktisoso she ishkach v'yitlushenu. Abul esrik de lachilakoi Minshi, when he starts smelling it, he might forget, but Tolish Vokhala, and he might come and cut it off and eat it. The lulav one should hold in the right hand, and the esrig b'smil, my timer. Hani tlosa mitzvahs, these are three chalokim of the mitzvah, the high chode mitzvah. Since there are maisa for minim, so why we boycha the lulav? Hoyl begavoya mikulam, because this is the tallest min. That means in the set, this juts out the most. So therefore, there's a chshivis, and the bracha is on the lulav. In fact, the gemara veligvei laesrig velivrich. So let's, if the problem is because it's shutting out, let's lift up the Yesrig and let him make a broch on the Yesrig. We see that the Torah was Magdim the Yesrig. No, not because in the B'shas Lekicha this is the tallest. That means the Dekel, the tree that it goes out from, that is, so the tallest, the Vol the Dalad Minim, this is the tallest tree, so Memela, so that kufi is achshivis. Rashi, hoyil v'gavoy mikulam, choshevu v'nikra ha'agad al shmoy. L'gavoy la'esrin, kas ha'agad ha'itad hoyil d'gavoy d'kam ha'ayin ha'damom le'o, shedrei shalulot, so she yeitzi l'mar l'min hodos tefach. U'beminoi gavoy ha'mishloshta. Let us see, Toysis, v'ligvei la'esrin v'livrich, let him lift up the esrig. Why do you have to say that the tree that it comes from is taller? It has a chshivas atzmi, not a chshivas of a yichas. That it itself, it has the largest shear. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Ve'eichan hoyu menanim. Where were they menaneya? Bahoidu Lashem Tchilo Vesoy, Ba'ona Hashem Aishiyono. Divrei Beisilu. Bishami Oimrim, Ab'ona Hashem Atzlichono. Omar Rabbi Kive, Tzoyfo Hoyisi, I was watching Beram Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. Shekol Omo Yiminanim Estuloveyim, Ba'ona Hashem Atzlichono, Ba'im Loinenu, Ela Ba'ona Hashem Aishiyono. The Mishnah says, Tchila v'soif, so Trashi, hoidu shebetchilas ha-perik, v'hoidu shebesoif ha-perik. What does that mean, besoif ha-perik? Besoif ha-halo. Min hoidu atsoif ha-halo chode parsho, so this is one parsha, one kapitel b'minyan parsha shel sefer tilim. So that's the mile of these two hoidus. It starts off with hoidu, and it ends with hoidu, so that's the mokem of ninua. V'hoidu Lashem tchila v'soif. So ktaisvis, hoidu shebetchila saperik, vahoidu b'soif halo. Min hoidu atsoif ha-halo chod ha-parshihi, v'minyin parshihi shal sefer tilim kach pirish bekutras. V'yesh meforshim tchila ha-posuk, b'soif ha-posuk. Tchila v'soif means the beginning of hoidu, and the end of hoidu, so you menaneya twice. Lav milsei, that doesn't make sense. And one posik should make two nanuyim, that doesn't make sense. Elo bohoidu mnaneye pamachas. Chaim bohon Hashem Ashiyano ke beisilo. It's also pamachas. It's also a raya that loy bohon Hashem Atzlichano ke beishamay. The time of the beisilo. Now, what is takipshat in beisilo? That one is mnaneya bei Ona Hashem Hashiyano. Afo Pishin Ona Hashem Hashiyano Tchilus HaPerik Loisayf. Here I'm saying the reason Yemena Neya, because this is the beginning of the capital, it's the end of the capital. Ona Hashem Hashiyano is up in the middle. Loisayf HaPerik Menani Mishum Dachsiv Oz Yeranu Atzai Yom Lefnei Hashem Kibol Ishpit Ha'oret Nesa'oret. Sivasre oidu l'Hashem kitoyf l'olam chazda, yuchsiv nami basre, it says afterwards, ve'imru ha'ishi'enu alakei yishenk. Behind. Yiraninu, oz yiraninu atzei ha'yoal, that they were meranin with branches, shemenanim es halulup, v'meshapchim b'hoidu, u'bon Hashem ha'ishi'enu. That's what it says later, oidu l'Hashem kitoyf, v'imru ha'ishi'enu alakei yishenk. So that is the Makayr. So that's, these are the Makayrs that we should be Manei and these Makayrs. Achshav, Shenoagu, Sheshtir, Tzibor, Oima, Yoima, No Yisrael, Vatzibor, Oinim, Hoidu. Vechein, Bebe, Yoimru, No Yirei, Hashem, Atzibor, Menanim, Al Kol, Hoidu, Vahoidu, Shoinim. That's the meaning. Now they say Hoidu, Avoshtir, Tzibor, Lo Yenanei. So that means, if the Makayr of Ninua is Al Hoidu, Lashem, so just like Baby Imro Ishiyainu, on Hashem Ishiyainu, even though it doesn't have a yichus, it's the beginning or the end, but it seems from this pasuk we have a limud that one should be menaneya. So since the oilam answers on the yomer, Imro na yirei Hashem, hoidul Hashem kitoy, so they're menaneya then also. It's a yet menaneya by hoidul. V'yesh meforshim lav shliach tzibur menaneya agav tzibure, שאינם בכל פעם ופעם הוידו. ומנענים, מנענם יש לי הציבה ביום לה ביום רונות. So Taisa says, but since they're menענה already, and they have a legitimate reason to be menענה, because they're saying hoidu, so already the shatz is also menענה בשעס אמירס יום הלא. ובשעס ברוכה לא מוצינו עם חייב לנענה בתחילס נטילה. Now we have over here, that the Ninua is in Halo. Elamidamrinim bepirkin koten hayoidei alinenei achayu belule. Mashmedim naneye betchilas abroch ava bishen yedei likreis halo. Doesn't say that he knows to say Halo. He knows how to make the Ninua. So weiss the chois, the Natila Rishayne is also said with a Ninua. It's also done with Ninua. Void medesanyim imseches broches besoypek tvuls hashacha. Higdim lotzeis lo derech, he will mevien lo yishoyfe v'tekei lula v'naneya megillah v'koyre bo amashmet v'naneya bo loy halu. So it seems the etzim netila of a lula is a netila al yedei ninua. Zog the Gemara, ninua man dechar shmei. The Mishnah starts off, where are you menaneya? The first mention is adin ninua. So the Gemara says, we mentioned it already. Hosam koi, the first Mishnah lulav agosel, ko lulav shiesh by shloisha tvochim kedei lananeya by kosher. V'komar, so the first Mishnah lulav agosel told us there's a din ninua, that's a tnai of the lulav, it should be kedei lananeya. Seichem inanim. Rashi, ninua man dechashmei, shi odom chayiv lananeya, the pshita leilatane, v'kaboy heichenoyim inanim. Better to be medalig umeinif in the vov. That's the nusach and the mission in Menachis. Meniach yodei tachteim moilech umeivi malo umeirid. Shenema asherhuna vasherhula. Omar Rav Yochanan moilech umeivi lemisha baruchay shaloi. Malo umeirid lemisha shamayim veoret shaloi. Vemarovim asnu hochi. Omar Rav Chomer baruch veomar Rav Yosi berav Chanine. Meilech u meivi kdei latze rucha isrois, malo meiri kdei latze tlolim roim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, keitzet oisa oisam shusoch lanifam yachad chayim, shikdersi veinif hakoin oisam alechem al shnei kvosim, hakvosim chayim imenir shtei alechem al shnei hakvosim, kdersi alechem abikurim, Tnufa al shnei kvosim. You may if them when they're lying on top of the two kvosim. Avagav dereshu dekom mashma oisam alechem, that the kvosim on top of the lechem. Epinu lo b'menoches milechem amiluim de lechem lamayla. Hunav haynu moylech umeybi. Huram alet v'enaliyim b'lei harodet v'aykro lav v'kibsei atzeres ksiv elu b'miluim. Mi akol tnufi shalfinu minay. Now what is pshat? Lemi shal beruchei shaloi mitzvizu anu oisim l'shmoi kein mare b'hanafosi. That's what he's showing with his tnufi. And Rabbi Yochanan said, latzer ruchei shrois, latzer ruchei shrois. Tlolim roi. Omar Rabbi Yosi bar Ovin v'item Rabbi Yosi bar Zvile zois ha'imeres shiyorei mitzve ma'atvenes apelonius shirei tnufe shiyorei mitzvu bo'itzeres ruches utlo limoy. So Rashi says l'misha'a baruch ishloi mitzvu zu anoisim l'shmoy keimar ba'nafosi zois ha'imeres hod Rabbi Yosi koma tnufe itzeres it prevents ruches roys utlo limoy. So we see shiyore mitzvah, shi shirayim, she ain't no iker la'akiv kapor. That means you don't need it. Afal pikin chshuvi la'akiv es aparonius. She reitnu fe shiyore mitzvah, ve ain't no ma'akevitz, it's not ma'akiv and the tzuras ha mitzvah. Yisani b'teres koinim esin lo b'gmora de yume le tnufa l'chapa b'chi tnufa mechaperes, you need a tnufa for the kapora, la'in kapora lo b'dam, ala shim aso le tnufa shiyore mitzvah. But if he made the tnufa as like shirayim, what does that mean? She shayra v'lo yaso, he left it over. Malo v'kosav kilo lo yaso min hamuvche, abo v'kipa, but the evidence mechapa. Kloima, afal piken kipa, shein tzach lo vi kol ben ache. So that v'amarove v'chein lulev moylech umevi malo umoy. Ravache bar Yaakov mamtilei umaisilei, Ravache ben Yaakov, when he made the ninuim, so he was Meilech Umevi. Omar ben Giro be'eino de Sitme. When he said this should be a chetz in the eyes of the Sotan, the Yetzahore. The Gemara says, V'lav Milsi, this is not correct to do, Mishem da'osi ligruyebe. Because he's unrating the Yetzahore, and when he rates on the Yetzahore, he goes overboard. So Meile, let's keep it a shtilla Muhammad. Let us see what Rashi says. Mamtilei moylech umaisi mevi. Gira ba'ina de sitna areza lechetz ba'ina of shal sotn. She roye ba'ina visi she ein boi koyach le nateik mi oleinu oil mitzvahs. La milse hi ein nochin loyme keim, it's not proper to say this. Le gruye, she is gara boi sotn she yeitze hore, vi yisienu lisois mi al koinoi, the yimsei atzmai aladova. That means taiz dechayis the yetzor techet ayetzor. So mechepet metem, so he'll go overboard to be matter the one who's fighting with him.